examination that's going to be required in a short period of time.
Any talk of potential furloughs or program cuts at all?
Yeah, at this point, those would be considered with everything else. There's no talk, there's no discussion at all, because we are just now forming our budget planning task force. And while I and senior members of administration and governance groups have said all these different types of things will be considered, there's nothing at this point that would suggest, you know, out of the 40 or 50 possible things that one could envision. We'll look at everything. We're going to evaluate the pros and cons. One thing we have to do is look at what are the mission critical aspects of our university. What allows students to continue to be successful here, our research enterprise to continue to be elevated at the levels that it is, and for our engagement in the community, for us to continue to make the difference. Those we have to preserve. Those are mission critical for us.
And of course, you guys have a task force in place to prepare for the worst. What do you think is going to be the toughest job they have in the coming months after the big announcement?
My sense is making sure we have consensus around the priorities, what those critical priorities are. There are different perspectives in any organization, and so our job is going to be to engage, to make sure we involve and communicate effectively with the campuses as we proceed. This is an enterprise that values, and I personally strongly value, shared governance and all of the things that means to involve and engage folks. So really bringing folks together around some of those mission critical areas will be our challenge.
And there's been some talk about autonomy. That's a word that's been floating around quite a bit among people in academics around here. You guys are expecting a cut. Are you guys expecting autonomy at all?
Well, part of the proposal, as we understand it, has the potential for there to be greater autonomy. And I would clarify that while some of the cuts, if they come through as proposed, would be immediate, the autonomy ramifications would be longer term. In other words, it would take us longer time, longer period to realize those. Some of the autonomy that we would welcome if it were to occur is with respect to the procurement, some of the purchasing programs that we'd be able to streamline, some of the areas for us to be able to look at how we can move forward in a faster, more efficient way around our personnel systems, some of the things that would give us more local autonomy and control around potentially down the road setting tuition rates that would allow us to have a little more flexibility. So some things like that could be beneficial. But those are longer term, and we have to get through it a lot as we think about and hear about a public authority that would involve restructuring and while dealing with some significant cuts and a tuition freeze that has been in place for 2 years already and a continuation of that tuition freeze. So that's on the revenue side that kind of boxes us in a little bit.
Do you have any questions?
Hopefully I'm not repeating anything you did. But
oh, okay.
Earlier today, Governor Walker told Charlie Sykes that he thinks teachers can to pick up more classes. That will save some money. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that teachers have the time in their schedule to pick up more classes? Do you think that'd be an economical, a good suggestion?
You know, I haven't read that. I haven't heard the news on that. I've been preparing for. I'm sorry. I've been preparing for my comments this afternoon. I'll tell you the first thing. I completely believe that at UW-Milwaukee, our faculty and staff are already stretched incredibly thin. I think about the teaching demands in a research-oriented environment and just the kind of work that's necessary. I haven't met a harder working faculty and staff than what we have at UW-Milwaukee. And I've been in this business for about 35 years, and it's a pretty remarkable place. I can also stress that the kind of work that's done at a research university requires significant investment of time. When you have graduate students and the focus that we do with our student intensity, there's a lot of time. It's one-on-one time, it's small groups, and that isn't always appreciated in a workload type of environment. So I respect the governor's view and perspectives. I hadn't heard that, but I can tell you at UWM, there's a lot of lean, efficient, hardworking individuals.
What are some institutions that you would be afraid that we might have to cut? Like, what would be the most at the fringe that would be the first to go if we can't afford it anymore?
Wow. You know, we haven't even begun to have that conversation yet. So I couldn't even begin to outline what those areas would be. Our task force is being formed. I have the co-chairs. I'm putting the charges together. We've identified most of the members, but not all, and we haven't called them together to even have their first meeting yet. So it'd be premature to say that, not just because of a task force around helping plan and manage this budget, but we don't truly know the magnitude of the cuts yet. So it may be that we wouldn't have to cut in some of the ways that are potentially involved right now. I certainly hope not, but everything has to be looked at. I'm sorry, we just, with a cut of this magnitude on top of the other cuts that we've had, we're just at the point where we just don't have the reserves anymore. We just don't have the slack that we had at one point. So it is precipitous.
And then I was just going to ask about autonomy, but you kind of talked about that.
I think with Priscilla's question, I think so. Yeah. I don't have
Thank
a lot more
so
to say.
Much.
You're welcome.
Right.
Nice to meet you.